It's time to talk some boys soccer here on Albert Lea Radio and Afternoons with Aaron as Zach Luther, head coach of our Tigers, joins us. And Zachy, good afternoon.
Hi there.
Well, let's talk about what's been going on over the last couple of weeks. We haven't talked for a couple of weeks. Your team with three losses and a tie in the last, four games. And let's just kind of take them one by one. Tuesday, September 28th, your team got beat by Mankato East 3-0. Thursday, September 30th, lost a 2-0 game on the road at Winona. Talk about those two matchups as much as you remember as possible, because I'm sure sometimes the games probably just a blur together.
Yeah, it's at this point in the season that they do start kind of running together a bit. But Mankato East was a pretty solid performance for us. By the end of the game, we kind of trailed off a bit. We had some tired legs, had a couple injuries that we were dealing with, so bench got a little thin. One stat from that game that, you know, I was kind of shocked to hear is, our keeper, he faced 31 shots, and we gave up 3 goals. Still hate to give up 3 goals, but to have, saved or, you know, I had a couple defenders throwing themselves in front of some balls and stuff like 28 of those shots is still a pretty impressive performance.
Oh, wow.
We've had a number of games like that this year where, you know, our scoreline's been bad, but, you know, our defenses still put themselves out there to keep it even more respectable than it has been. Thursday at Winona was an awesome performance. Winona's right at the top of our section right now, and that's a team that I knew that, you know, it could be a team we'd end up playing in the playoffs starting next week. So, that Winona game was huge for us. So we went out there, battled them to a 2-0 game. Their second goal was just kind of one of those, like, head-scratcher goals that it's like, I know we wouldn't make that, you know, mistake. It was two guys, both went for it, both thought the other was going to get it kind of goals that you hate to give up, but they happen. It's high school kids, not professionals. You just kind of sometimes have to tip your cap to that. But it was a really great performance for the team. I mean, we had a penalty kick and two incredible saves by their goalie that, prevented us from getting on the board. It could have been a 1-1, 2-1 game, and, you know, to compete with the top team in the section like that shows that this team's, you know, making strides towards the right direction. And then Leward's tough game on Saturday. Faced a team that's, like, Leward's has got a history of being pretty technically sound. They move the ball well. They've got a lot of guys that get a lot of experience playing in high-level club teams and stuff. Being a private school, they play a lot of teams from the cities and stuff too. So a pretty well-experienced unit came in, and they definitely moved the ball around on us well. They were very good on set pieces. They scored on 2 corner kicks and a free kick on us off of a rebound. So they took advantage of the chances that they had there. And we did have a player that was a call-up from the junior varsity team, Roberto Guzman, get his first-ever varsity goal at the end of that game. So that was a pretty cool experience for him.
Again, recapping last week with Zach Luther, talking about a 3-0 loss to Mankato East, 2-0 loss to Winona, and that 5-1 loss to Rochester Lords. And let's talk about the game yesterday at the Agassi. A good one against Red Wing, ends up in a 1-1 tie. Zach, give us your thoughts on yesterday's game against the Wingers.
Yeah, it was a great performance for us. I mean, we needed a positive here getting towards the end of our season. We scored first. We were up, we scored about halfway through the second half there. A phenomenal strike from one of my seniors on senior night, Jared Turbiartes. So cool to see him kind of go out on a high note there. We just, once again gave up a free kick, and, Red Wing took advantage of the dangerous position we put them in, and they scored off of that. Then we kind of just battled pretty even for the rest of the game. Early on, another senior, my goalie, Beitou, he made two, like, really, really big saves early in the first half to, keep us from going down early, which has been kind of a thorn in our heel this year. So he played really well, and, just overall a nice performance by the team. We're still getting dinged up. We still have some tired legs. It's just been a crazy season, and, getting guys coming in and out from being out injured or being out sick and stuff like that. It's just been tough to try to say, put together my full lineup, but a lot of programs and a lot of different sports are dealing with the exact same thing. So it's just problems that all of us coaches are kind of trying to address and deal with as they come.
Zach Luther, head coach, Albert Lea boys soccer team, 2-12-1 on the season. And Zach, is the game tomorrow at Rochester Mayo, is that the finale for the regular season?
Yep, that is our last regular season game.
And I'm assuming a Rochester Mayo, being one of the Rochester schools, I assume a pretty good soccer team?
Yep, they are usually a pretty tough program to, you know, get a result from. You know, we were pretty pleased with the tie that we came away from a couple years ago with when, you know, they've also gotten the better of us by some pretty significant margins in past years. So definitely a game that we have to be, you know, at our best in order to, you know, try to make sure that we are keeping up with them.
So Rochester Mayo to wrap things up coming up tomorrow night. Now, you mentioned that the postseason, is that going to begin next week?
Yep, so next Tuesday is the kind of the first playoff date right now for our section, it's looking like. Seeding will take place Sunday afternoon. So not a ton of time to prepare, but some teams still have games on Saturday. So, you know, we want to make sure we take everything into account before we make any choices like that.
Yeah, looking at maybe the standings in your section, and you can tell me if you disagree with this, but it looks like maybe a road trip to Winona, Byron, or Austin, a possibility. Does that sound about right?
Yep, so, you know, Winona, Byron, Faribault, Austin, realistically, all kind of have a play for the top seed. And, you know, like the Red Wing coach and I were talking a little bit before the game, you know, we were laughing, hoping like, well, maybe this one could, you know, separate us a little bit because we're both winless in the section at the moment, and we really didn't do a whole lot there. So we figured it'd come out in the laundry on Sunday. But, yeah, so I'm not exactly sure. It's definitely looking like we're going to be on the road. But, yeah, right now it's still tough to tell. I mean, up until last week it was, you know, looking like it would almost for sure be Winona, and then now it's, yeah, possibly looking like Austin. So I'm just going to kind of wait and see, and I'm not going to, you know, make too many choices until at least Saturday when I've seen all the results come in.
Again, Tigers at Rochester Mayo tomorrow in their season finale. They'll start the postseason coming up next week, and as soon as the bracket comes out, of course, we'll let you know where our Tigers are going for the Section 1-2A tournament. Again, Zach Luther, head coach of our Tigers. And, Zach, thank you so much for the time, and we'll touch base again next week.
Perfect. Sounds good. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you, Zach.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
Yep, no problem. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.